The Hubble-Lemaître law. V, velocity, equals d, distance, times h-naught, the Hubble-Lemaître constant. This formula describes the relationship between the distance of galaxies and the velocity at which they are receding from us. Put simply, it says that the farther away a galaxy is, the faster it is receding. This relationship has been widely accepted as evidence that the universe must be expanding, with the notable exception of Edwin Hubble, who was happy there was a relationship between the redshift of galaxies and their distance, but never really accepted it as evidence that the whole universe was expanding. Perhaps the most intriguing part of this formula is h-naught, the Hubble-Lemaître constant. This is not a natural constant like c. It just quantifies the proportional relationship between distance and recession velocity. To work out what it is, we collect lots of data about the distance of different galaxies and their recession velocity. And within that data, we find that a galaxy about 1 megaparsec away is receding from us at 70 kilometers a second, while a galaxy about 2 megaparsecs away is receding from us at 140 kilometers a second, and so on. In other words, h-naught is about 70 kilometers per second per megaparsec, meaning it's not just a number, it's an expansion rate. So right now, everywhere in our universe, each megaparsec is expanding by 70 kilometers every second. But while h-naught is at any one instant the same everywhere in the universe, it is gradually changing over time, so it's not really a constant at all, and is more often called the Hubble-Lemaître parameter these days. It's actually been declining over the life of the universe, which is generally explained in terms of initial high density of the universe's contents drove a fast rate, which then declined as the universe's contents were diluted within the growing volume of the expanding universe. Although this unit rate of expansion is declining, the overall universe's expansion still accelerates, as long as h-naught persists up to a certain level. It's that persistence that surprised everyone when, back in the 1990s, we discovered that the universe's expansion was still accelerating, with most people assuming such acceleration might have happened early in the universe's history, but would surely have stopped by now. And so, since that discovery, cosmologists have proposed that there must be something else sustaining the expansion rate, that something being given the working title of dark energy. We've already mentioned that Edwin Hubble had doubts about the universe expanding. The other famous expansion skeptic was Albert Einstein. Mass and energy densities have a natural tendency to gravitate together, and general relativity tells us they will pull space-time in along with them. So, either a universe should be collapsing down on itself, or it must be expanding so as to avoid that collapse. The only alternative is to imagine a static universe, governed by some kind of steadying influence that keeps it eternally on a knife's edge between collapse and expansion. Nonetheless, when Einstein considered the cosmological implications of general relativity, this was the option he went for in a 1917 paper, plonking his cosmological constant into his general relativity field equations to make the universe static. But in 1924, first Alexander Friedman and then Georges Lemaître argued that Einstein's field equations indicated that our universe must be expanding. Indeed, before Hubble had published data showing the relationship between distance and redshift, Lemaître had already proposed that same relationship. However, he published his conclusions in an obscure French journal, which went largely unnoticed. It now seems clear that not only did Lemaître discover what was called initially Hubble's law before Hubble did, he also arrived at a much better estimate of h-naught, still often referred to as Hubble's constant, while Hubble's initial estimate of h-naught is best described as way off, though he did later improve on it. One other implication of the Hubble-Lemaître law is that if the universe is expanding, then surely it must have been smaller in the past. Indeed, it could well be that the whole thing started from one single point. And who first thought of this astounding idea? Georges Lemaître, who proposed the idea of a primeval atom, some tiny thing which disintegrated in an explosion that gave rise to the whole expanding space-time universe we know of today. So, even if he only gets second author credit for the Hubble-Lemaître law, Georges Lemaître is acknowledged as the originator of the Big Bang Theory, and that is pretty fantastic.